This is an Aero News Touch and Go for January 10th, 2008. I'm Paul Plack. There's been no official confirmation from Piper, but a city official in Vero Beach, Florida says it appears very likely Piper aircraft will remain in the city instead of relocating its headquarters and upcoming Piper Jet Manufacturing Center to one of two alternate, less hurricane-prone locations. The Palm Beach Post reports officials in Indian River County are expected to vote next week on a $12 million incentive package to keep the plane maker in Vero Beach. Piper was also looking at sites in Oklahoma City and Albuquerque, New Mexico, cities that in recent years have seen booms in their aerospace industries. Piper spokesman Steve Johnson would say only that Piper was still considering its options. The FAA announced on Tuesday its employees will get a raise of just over 3% this year. An additional adjustment for geographical differences in cost of living, averaging 1%, and additional raises based on job performance. The news affects the 85% or so of FAA employees covered by pay-for-performance rules. Acting FAA Administrator Robert Sturgill says the workforce has fallen short of key agency performance goals for on-time arrivals, customer satisfaction, and financial management, which prevented that 3.08% raise from being higher. The FAA's core compensation system, which covers FAA managers, supervisors, and employees at headquarters and regional offices, will raise the maximum salaries in its pay band system by 2.5%, a move the agency claims will keep its pay competitive. The changes are not likely to appease the National Air Traffic Controllers Association, which has complained that a cut in the starting pay of controllers of 30% made by the FAA a year ago has left the system unable to lure enough new trainees. British Airways says it will debut a new subsidiary in June, flying routes made possible by a new agreement between the European Union and the U.S. The airline will even be named Open Skies after the agreement between the EU and the U.S. Department of Transportation. Ticket prices and other details have not been announced, but BA says it will fly specially configured Boeing 757s. The plane is normally set up for 200 passengers, but BA will instead outfit it for business, premium economy, and economy classes, totaling just 82 seats to provide more room. The seats in business class will recline to become flat, 6-foot-long beds. Southwest Airlines said last year it expected to revise its growth plan downward to match a slowing U.S. economy. On Wednesday, the airline fleshed that general statement out with specific announcements. Reuters reports that while existing routes will be preserved, 57 individual flights will be dropped, and 40 others added. 17 of those new flights will serve Denver, making life more difficult for United and Frontier. Southwest CEO Gary Kelly's official statement said in part, quote, "We want our flight schedule to be built around flights that are in high demand," unquote. Southwest is unusual among U.S. airlines in that it has been consistently profitable, and while most airlines have announced capacity reductions in 2008, Southwest said it would increase available seats by 4 to 5%. This has been an Aero News Touch and Go. Don't forget to check out our complete Aero briefing. There we'll tell you about these stories. Russia officially opens Space Race, the sequel. NASA says the shuttle fleet will visit the Hubble Space Telescope only one more time. And Embraer says 2007 was a big year for little jets, too. Also, check out the ANN special feature. Today, it's part two of my conversation with Kate Hannay of the Coalition for an Airline Passenger's Bill of Rights. She'll tell us about the passenger tales of woe that came into the Coalition's toll-free line over the holidays, and about new legislative progress on the issue of passenger strandings. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our AeroCasts. Find them on iTunes, iPodder, Podcast Alley, and at our website, www.aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.